I don't know whether you listen to me or not, because I'm an older woman.
Oh, you're rude.
And I haven't got all the education and I know all the things about politics. But my gripe about this is, whenever Michelle O'Neill came on to speak, you know, for she was taking over the new Sinn Féin and all these new ones are coming on, she started speaking in Irish. And I'm afraid of the Irish language because I don't know the names. If I'm in the hospital and there's a nurse with an Irish name or a doctor, or, you know, you have to speak to somebody like that, I can't pronounce their names. What's going to happen to somebody like me that, you know, I wouldn't like to offend anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I feel as if they want to just take over the Irish language up here altogether.
And can I ask, Hazel, can I ask, if you're in hospital sometimes, do you sometimes have doctors who have names that are Polish or Indian or Chinese,
yes,
other do you get scared of those languages too?
Well, it's you know, I'm afraid of saying maybe it wrong and, you know, them not liking it or something like that. That's the way I look at it. It's silly, isn't it? But that's the way I feel about it. It's alien to me, you know. Well, as you say, William, you're right, looking at it that way. Those, but they never seem to bother me, those names.
Why do you think
but
that
I
is?
I couldn't say, you know that Mr.
Martin O'Mullier.
I'm not sure if I'm saying that.
Martin
O'Mullier. There's a whole lot of that in the Irish language.
Yeah.
And they're taking those names now, aren't they?
Well, indeed.
You know, that's
indeed,
how they
yeah.
want to be known as. How am I going to address somebody like that?
I know, and it's also true in other countries too. You've got people like the Prime Minister of Israel.
I'm never in other countries.
I know, but I'm just saying you've got people like the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who took a different name. He had another name, but he wanted to embrace his kind of Hebrew identity.
That's not shoved down my throat.
Why do you think it's being shoved down your throat that someone
know.
Has a name
just
in
the
Irish?
Way you say the thing, you know. I mean, some of them are so, we're just going to have this and you're going to have to speak it sort of style. I have nothing against the Irish language. I'm just afraid that, am I going to have to use it?
Hazel, can I suggest something to you?
Yes.
I think that there may be people who are fluent Irish language speakers who might say this to you. They might wonder if you're afraid of the Irish language because you've had generations of politicians telling you you should be afraid of it.
No, there wouldn't be one politician that would make me feel like that. No, William, I can think for myself. I'm thinking for myself when I say that. I listen to a lot of politicians and agree with them or don't agree with them, but I have my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And I don't, look, I've been brought up, don't get me wrong, it's not because of Catholics, I am a Protestant, but I have good Catholic friends, I've been brought up with them, I love them, but the Irish language is, it's just, frightens me.
It frightens you a bit.
Have you ever spoken?
No, you don't need to apologise. You're being honest
anyone.
With us. You don't need to apologise, Hazel. You're being honest. But have you ever
I'm
spoken to those? Have
it.
You ever spoken to those friends about why you feel like you're a bit scared of the Irish
no,
language?
No, I've never had to speak to them yeah. about it because we've never spoken about it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they know the Irish language, but they never talked to me in it.